Hey guys, welcome to My Political Point of View, episode 1. I'm Nicholas, and today's discussion topic, we're going to be comparing the federal government to Georgia's own state government. Everyone's having a good week so far. Today we're going to be talking about, as I mentioned earlier, the federal government versus Georgia's own state government. So the first part we're going to look at specifically is that one of the first things we're going to talk about, I guess, is the split in the branches of government. So Georgia's government, just like the federal government, is split into the executive, legislative, and judicial branch. And so basically, in a sense, that's the most overarching aspect of our government. So I think that'll be like our first biggest similarity as we kind of walk through the two governments, is that both branches mirror each other. So it'll help to provide down the road a lot more similarities between the two, because the overall general organization is the same. So starting off with the executive branch, there are two main positions held in the executive branch, which are the governor and lieutenant governor in Georgia's state government, and these can be compared to the president and vice president. As the governor is the president, in this comparison, lieutenant governor is the vice president. Specifically, the similarities is that, like, the president and the governor will be there they're limited to 2 4-year terms, each term being 4 years. The lieutenant governor acts in like the VP, in the sense that they are prepared to like take over the position should anything happen to the governor. Some of the differences that appear here is that the lieutenant governor can serve multiple terms, and in the sense of the governor, there is no like running, like they don't run for governor with anyone, in the sense that a president runs for office with their VP. So and that does make a difference, as the running alone for the position is a lot different than trying to bring two opinions to the public image. And then you do see a lot of other officials in the state that correlate to the federal government, like the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and a few others. Next, we're going to move on to the legislative branch, which is also bicameral, just like the U.S. federal government. And they have their Senate and their House of Representatives. However, the legislative branch of Georgia is a little bit different in their number counts, because the federal legislative branch is set up in the sense of the federal population as opposed to Georgia's state population. And finally, third and final branch, judicial branch, they're both similar, because the court system in the USF, as we've discussed in earlier units, is set up in a certain way that correlates to state and federal courts. So each state, just like the federal, has a Supreme Court and their appellate courts, and that system kind of flows in the same sense, although the state courts have a lot more ways to appeal as opposed to the one way in the federal courts. But in general, the path through the courts is the same. All right, that's going to be summing up my podcast today. I hope you guys tune tune in again to my political point of view. Today's topic was very kind of straightforward, as we were talking about just facts, but important things to remember is that the governments are both split into three branches, making them very similar. The judicial branches have similar court systems, but vary in the amount of steps to get to each court. The legislative branches are both bicameral, however, the number's different because of their scaling. And finally, the executive branch contains similar two positions to the federal executive branch. However, there are some differences because of the way that a governor impacts the government as opposed to the president. And that's going to be everything. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.